أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا مأواكم النار هي مولاكم وبئس المصير صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the noor of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the munafiqeen and their condition. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. On the day when the male hypocrites and the female hypocrites will say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to those who had brought iman, أُنْظُرْنَا, أُنْظُرُونَا, wait for us, naqtabis min nurikum, so that we may take from your nur. Qila rji'u wara'akum, it will be said to them, return, go back behind you, faltamisu nura, and then seek or take your nur. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the condition of the munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are those people, in their hearts there is kufr, but on their tongues they will claim to have had iman. Now, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were known to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given the list to Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of the munafiqeen of his time. But obviously after that, a munafiq will never be known to others. We will be indulging with them, we will be engaging with them, we will be performing salat next to them, but we don't know who is a munafiq, what is the condition of the heart of a person, will never be known to us. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about them, that in their lives, even in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they interacted, intermingled with the Muslims. Now will come the day of Qiyamah, Muslims will have their nur. According to some commentators, this ayah and this discussion that takes place will be now when the believers come to the sirat or the pul sirat, and we know there is absolute darkness upon it, thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. A mu'min will have to pass and go over it, and then if he is successful, and Allah make us amongst the successful, he will be granted Jannah. Insofar as the commentators are concerned, many of them are of the opinion that a kafir will not go over Pul Sirat, a kafir will not go over that bridge, but he will be flung and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. There is no need for him to go over that bridge. So here the discussion now is of the munafiqeen. They will say to the believers, wait for us, because the believers would have had their nur, they would have had their light, and now they will be going over the Pul Sirat, some of them at the speed of lightning, others slower. And in this way, they will be guided by that light. The munafiqeen will be left behind. So they will ask the believers to wait. Naqtabis min nurikum, so that we can take from your nur, we can take from your light, and we can be guided by your light. Qila rji'u wara'akum, it will be said, either the believers will say to them, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will appoint the angels to say to them, return behind you, in other words, go back. فَالْتَمِسُوا nura, and when you go back, then you can search for your light, you can look for your light. There, where the light was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that place you will find it. Some ulama have stated that they will never be given light in any instance. Others have stated that in the initial stages when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala distributes light, they will also be given light, but that will be snatched and taken away. Like how يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا. They had deceived Allah, or they tried to deceive Allah. They deceived the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deceive them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them a light that will not last for very long. So in that way, they will not be able to sustain, and they will not be able to get over the fire of Jahannam. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create a wall, lahu babun, and that wall will have a door. Through that door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the believers be successful. Batinuhu fihi rahma. On the one side of the door, the inner side of the door, will be the rahma of Allah, and that is Jannah, and that is paradise. Wa zahiruhu min qibalihi al-azab. And the outer part of that door will be facing the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the fire of Jahannam. And that will be the condition of the munafiqeen. Yunadunahum alam nakum ma'akum. Now they will call out and they will ask, the munafiqeen will ask the believers, were we not with you? In other words, in the material world. Qalu bala. They will reply, most certainly you were with us. You interacted with us, you intermingled with us, you even came to the masjid with us, you made salat with us also. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. But the reality and the truth is that you had put yourself into trial, you put yourself into temptation. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. And then you waited. What did they wait for? You waited for the downfall of Islam. You waited for the downfall of the Muslims and the believers. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. And you were gripped with doubt. All the time you had doubt with regards to the Qur'an, with regards to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the masail of deen. And Allah save us, how many of us have these doubts? Is it really that Allah commanded us to do this? Why should we do this? Is it really the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And there's always doubt that creeps into the heart of a person. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. And vain fancies, vain desires had gripped you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come and death had overtaken you. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And the deceiver had deceived you, and that is shaitan. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ. Allah says that on that day, from you, no fidya, nothing will be taken in lieu, no ransom will be taken from you. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And not from those who had disbelieved. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode will be the fire of Jahannam. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. And that will be, it will be your comrade, it will be your bosom friend. In other words, there will be no other friendship but the fire of Jahannam. Even the people of fire, in the fire of Jahannam will never befriend you. Everyone will be in their own world. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And it is an evil abode. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us purity of iman, purity of ikhlas and sincerity, purity in our tawheed, our belief in Allah, our belief in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and akhirat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.